Christmas is not complete without a tree. Do you agree with me on that? We've got a couple of trees here today, and I know that's a bit unusual, so you're probably wondering what is happening next. You know, there's over 8 million Christmas trees that are purchased every year in the UK. And it's, for many families, and for our family too, when you go to purchase a Christmas tree, it's such an exciting moment, isn't it? And sometimes there's a few hassles, like can you get it to stand up straight in the base, and will the lights work? But apart from that, it's such an exciting time. And decorating the tree is such a lot of fun. And it looks so beautiful, doesn't it, when you switch off the lights and you just see the lights shimmering in the darkness. Christmas is not complete without a tree, but you see, I want to talk to you about another tree today, because there's a problem with this tree. The problem with this tree is that it's dead. It looks alive because it's all green, but it's been cut off at the bottom. It's been cut off from its life source. Any tree needs to have its roots in the ground, in the soil, to be able to receive these nutrients and to be able to grow. But this tree has been cut off. It's been cut off. It's been cut off. And so it's going to die because it's been cut off. In a few weeks' time, this tree is going to have all the needles will fall off and it'll be thrown out on the rubbish. And as I was thinking about this week, it reminds me of what it says in the Bible, that although we look alive, unless we know God, we're actually dead. Not biologically dead, but we're spiritually dead, because unless we are connected with God, we have no life. Jesus said, it says in the Bible, that unless we have Jesus, we will not have life. And that is a really important message at Christmas time, because Christmas is all about God's presence. Christmas is all about God came to be with us. But unless we know the Savior, we will not have life. Unless we know the Savior, we are cut off. Cut off. And what's cutting us off is our sins. Got a couple of helpers now, because this could take a long time. The word cut off in the Bible is the word curse. It's a horrible word, isn't it? The word curse, it means like swearing. But that's not really what it means in the Bible. The word to be accursed is to be cut off. But to be blessed is to come into the presence of God. And the question this morning is, are you blessed? Are you connected with God? Or are you cut off from God? You see, the story in Genesis chapter 3 tells us that Adam and Eve were in this perfect connection with God. But then they rebelled against God. And they had to leave the Garden of Eden. They had to leave God's presence. They were cut off from the life source. At Christmas time, we sing about the joy of Christ coming to us. But unless we are connected to Him, we will not have real joy. We'll just have temporary happiness, like this tree, which looks great for a few weeks. But in January, it'll be different. And we don't want you to come away from this church today with a temporary happiness, but a joy which comes from connection from God. So don't be cut off this Christmas. Be connected to the Savior. This is the most important message at Christmas, because the angel came to Joseph in a dream and said, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He will save their people from their sins. What does it mean to be saved? I've just explained that to be cut off from God is the worst thing that can ever happen. And our sins, the wrong thoughts, the wrong actions, the wrong speech, it cuts us off. Not just for a moment, but forever. Forever and ever and ever. But God sent his Son so that we could be connected to him and live with him forever and ever and ever. And that's what it means to be saved. And when we think about God coming as a baby, he didn't stay as a baby. He didn't stay as a baby. He came and he died on a cross. To be cut off from God is a curse. But Christ, the baby, became a man and he died on a cross. He died for me. He died for you. He died so that you would not be cut off. He died because he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Do you know this wonderful message, boys and girls? Do you know that you can know Jesus as your friend today? Not just for today, but forever and ever and ever. That's the most wonderful news. People sing songs about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we can live forever. Because God doesn't want any of us to be cut off. And that's why the baby became a man and died on the cross. He came and he died in our place. But when Jesus died on the cross, he was cut off from God. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was cut off so that we would never have to be cut off. So we want you to know this blessing this Christmas, God with us. But you can only know this blessing if you put your faith in him as your Savior. This is the message to the shepherds. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. And his name is Jesus. You see, here we have the crib and the cross. Why are we speaking about the cross at Christmas time? It's because he is the Savior of the world. The inspiration for this talk came for me at the community carol service because we sang a song called Joy to the World. And we sang a verse which is not sung anymore. And in that verse it says that Christ came to make his blessings flow as far as the curse is found. His blessings are far greater than the curse. Isaac Watts. And they don't sing it anymore because we don't understand it. But it's right at the heart of the message. And it's about as far as we are separated from God because of our sins, God sent his Son to bless us with his presence forever. And his blessing is far greater. His blessing is far greater because a Savior has been born to you. Love, joy, and peace is for you this Christmas. And boys and girls, this is a verse about children, but it's for all of us, that we can become God's children if we receive him into our hearts, if we believe that he didn't only come as a baby, but he came to die for us on the cross. To turn away from our sins and believe in him. And I'm going to lead you all in a prayer now because I want you to be connected this Christmas. I want you to be blessed this Christmas. I want you to have a joy that will not just last for a few days, but will last forever and ever and ever and ever by becoming his friend. And I'm going to pray by saying a prayer of sorry to God, thanking him, and then asking him to come into our lives. And that for you today could be the best Christmas ever. So let us pray. Lord, we're sorry for the wrong things that we have said and thought and done. And we turn away from them with your help. Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you sent Jesus to us to be with us, to show us how to live, and then to die in our place. I believe you did that for me. Please come into my life now to be my friend and to be my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to sing.